Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Class, you can listen to us on GCNLive.com, the Ron Gibson channel on Odyssey and BitChute, Wrench Radio, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. Thank you, Jeff Wrench. Global Star Radio Network with Galaxy 19, the satellite, and the telephone listen line provided by Global Star Radio Network, 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815. And the time to listen, if you're interested in USA Prepares, is between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time. That's when we're live, and that's when the telephone listen line carries us live. Other programming is on the same telephone listen line, but not USA Prepares between the hours. Well, we're on from 9 through 11 a.m. Central Time. Other programming is on the rest of the day. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, I don't know if I stay frosted or I just get more frosted. I'm not really sure, but I got I was in a discussion with a senior person in the appliance sales and repair business. So this gentleman I've known for almost 20 years, 19 years, and we were talking before the broadcast this morning about appliances. And I called to find a repair or to buy a control board for our gas stove made by General Electric. And I'm frosted that it just quit after 19 years. Absolutely frosted. And so I talked to him and I talked to another company. The price for the control board, it is available, but it's special order only. And by the time you're done with the buying the part, the sales tax, and the shipping, it's close to $300 for this board. And it's interesting to me that the companies that I called all charge to the penny the exact same amount. So the parts are price fixed. The shipping into the dealer is price fixed. And the only thing that's not price fixed is the sales tax. That varies in Missouri by county and by city or town. And so the price is about $300. Now, if I were to have somebody come and repair and diagnose this, it would probably be $100 to come out to the farm, say, yeah, you need a control board, and we'll have to special order, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks, because that's how long it takes to get it, and then come back and install it. So I'm thinking $100 to come out the first time, and about $100 or more the second time. So now we're looking at roughly $500, maybe $600 to replace this board. That's not hard to do. It uses connectors, and you just unplug the connectors, and about 4 nuts to remove the overlay panel. And you slide out the 4 knobs, the gas knobs, and then maybe 8 screws, and then 4 more screws for the control board. So it's not a big job, and it's very straightforward. But we're talking about $500, maybe $600 to do the job, if I had somebody do it. The price I paid for the entire stove 19 years ago was $680, 680. So $80 less to replace one small part of this stove that makes it virtually unusable without it. It just frosts me. And so I said to the senior guy I talked to, and he's probably my age, maybe even a little older. I said, what's up? How long do these things last? He said, about 5 years, a new one. So he said, you know, I don't know if I'd put that much money into $300 into buying that part and, you know, a 19-year-old stove. And I said, well, what about new ones? And he said, well, I said, no, durability. How durable are they? And 5 years. So would you put $300 into a part, the board, and replace it yourself? Or would you spend somewhere around $1,100 for a new one that lasts 5 years? And I said, the new ones seem cheap and flimsy. He goes, oh, yeah. He said it's planned obsolescence. Rich Sheban's term is forced obsolescence. I think the result is the same. They plan the obsolescence and you're forced into buying a new one. And he said all the manufacturers are the same. They all have planned obsolescence, five-year life expectancy. And I said, so what happens to them? They just go into a great big pile and we cover them with dirt? And he said, well, what he does, he picks them up and they get crushed. So then we've got Joe Biden who's saying, don't you all be buying gas stoves because they pollute the air. They cause asthma in young children. And then, so it's a problem to use a gas stove, but it's not a problem to have appliances that last 5 years, then get crushed, and then we make new appliances. So I submit to you that we are way worse off with the Joe Biden regime in allowing companies to make, you know, LG, even Whirlpool, companies to make appliances that have a life expectancy of 5 years. So every family that has a washing machine, a dryer, a refrigerator, a freezer, and a dishwasher, y'all get to buy new ones every 5 years. They crush them. And that seems to be a better plan than to mandate that appliances last 30 years or more and save the environment. Our administration is out of its mind. If it had a mind. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I just, as I was waking up, there was this documentary on YouTube that was playing, and I put it on to David Attenborough as I was going to sleep, and I woke up, and it was in a documentary about ancient Egypt, and guess what? As time went on in Egyptian history, the pyramids got smaller. And they had thinner walls, weaker walls of inferior quality stone. And instead of filling the interior with more stone, they filled them with sand and just dug into the sand, you know, whatever chambers they needed. And as time went on, the sand collapsed and then the outside wall collapsed. And then the last thing before I switched it off was... And as a result, most of these later pyramids are collapsed and no longer, we are no longer able to study them. So this sort of thing's been going on for a very long time. But what it is that it represents the collapse of empires, which was the point of the podcast. It was talking about the collapse of various empires. And including the ancient Egyptians. And so, yeah, this is it. But, with, you know, the Egyptians actually left some quite significant things. I don't think that our civilization would have left much of significance at all, except for maybe Washington, some memorials in Washington, and everybody would be staring at a 500-foot-tall guy with a goatee beard. You know, and big lamb chop mustache or whatever he is. And, you know, and a bunch of Egyptian monuments. And they'll be scratching their heads saying, well, what are all these Egyptian monuments doing here? I thought this was supposed to be a place that wasn't Egypt. And then they'll do more investigation, find out it was Cleopatra's needle and go, huh? And then that would be the marvel that they'll be trying to figure out, not anything the Americans themselves have done as such. Because, you know, see, just as an outsider, please don't be offended, but it seems that all the Americans have been able to export to other places lately is the blowing up of things. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, I'm not offended at all.
Seems your country is really good at blowing things up.
Yeah.
Not very things anymore.
I'm not offended at all, Gwyneth, because that's exactly what we're doing. We are sending weaponry around the world, and the weaponry is being used, like by Ukraine and by Israel, to kill people. And now what is happening is there is a hatred. These are not my words, for Israel. A hatred, because they are attacking and blowing up aid workers. It's like almost, it's being reported as indiscriminate killing of people. That's what's happening. And you can see that there's going to be a spillover. There absolutely is going to be a spillover. And you can also see that in the future, and I'm not advocating this, class. It's just the kind of thing that's going to happen. You know, let me say it this way. In Renton, Virginia, there was this young thug. It was just reported today. His name is Jones. I believe he's 18 years old. And he was in a car clocked at 112 miles an hour. He ran a red light at 112 miles an hour in the city. I don't know how you do that. But he did. And he T-boned, sideswiped a vehicle with a young mother and some children in it. And he killed everybody. He literally swept a legitimately traveling vehicle going through an intersection, along with other vehicles. Narrowly missed one. T-boned this other one. Swept that vehicle right out of the intersection. It disappeared from the camera. The mother driving the vehicle that was T-boned could not have seen him coming. There's no way. He was going so fast in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. 112 and a 25. And the posts, the comments, one guy said that you know, people were saying that it's a tragedy. Absolutely. It's unnecessary. Yes. The guy should get 4 life sentences for the 4 murders he committed. Sure. No disagreement. And one person said, and I'm paraphrasing this, that if it was his family, they wouldn't have to wait for the justice system. Now, the reason I mention that and how that relates to what's happening with the bombs that the United States, the bombs, the rifles, the grenades, the rocket launchers, the rockets, the aerial bombs, all of that is probably going to come back as retaliation somehow here in the United States, because we supplied these weapons that are killing people in various places throughout the world. So, like that guy said, if it was his family, he wouldn't have to wait for the justice system. What we're talking about is revenge. That's what this guy was saying. If it's his family, he would extract revenge. And for these other families that are being eviscerated, vaporized, blown to smithereens, is it going to come to the United States? Well, history has proved that it is. I'm not advocating it. But what do you think, class?
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Cliff Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Class, Gwyneth, here is how I see this. So a person's walking down the street in the city, any city, we'll call it New York, and that person who's walking down the street gets attacked and beaten by some guy. Just hits him in the head, hits her in the head, knocks her down, and she dies from a concussion. You know, she gets hit in the head with a stick or a bottle. We'll call it just a random act of violence, or so it's reported. And her brother finds out about it, that his little sister was killed. And so he tells his buddies, and they're outraged. And they happen to be like in a gang or a club. And they decide that that's not going to set with them, because the cops don't seem to be doing much. At least to them, they don't seem to be doing much. So they form a posse, or they form a vigilante group, or they already have a group and they just decide they're not going to let this set. So they go out and they find out who it was. They kill him. They kill the perpetrator of this act of violence. And then the perpetrator's family says, I can't believe those guys did that to my brother. And then they go and extract violence. And pretty soon it's getting pretty big. And now it's gang warfare. Does this sound unreasonable, or does this sound like what happens?
If you the next thing is by over 1,000 or maybe 1,200 or something, then you've absolutely got the Israeli response to what happened on October 7th, 2023. People forget. I've had people actually ask me what the date October 7th, 2023 even mean. And so they just didn't hear about it. All that they were aware of was that Israel woke up one morning and decided that, you know, that they'd had nothing, that the thousands had to go. But what happened was on October the 7th, 2023, there were a bunch of Israelis and they were having a music festival on kibbutz. And kibbutzim are something like Jewish hippie communes. So basically it was a bunch of hippies got together and decided that they were going to listen to some music and dance. You know, mostly, you know, younger people, late teens, early 20s, you know, that sort of thing. And then the Palestinians knew that they were going to have this music festival, so they practiced for months beforehand and came in on some paragliders carrying machine guns and began gunning all these young people down in the streets. And then they moved on to the kibbutz and they began moving from house to house in the kibbutz, basically gunning down these Jewish hippies that were living on this Jewish hippie commune. And, you know, think what you want about hippies, but they're generally not violent people. They're generally about the most peaceful people that you will ever meet. And that's what happened. And then they killed, I don't know, about 300 or 400 of them. And then they dragged over 1,000 of them off to be hostages. And some of these hostages turned up later dead, woman stripped to the waist, beaten, unrecognizable in their face, or maybe their faces shot off, had their nether regions shot off, and they caught one of these kidnappers later, and he was boasting about doing stuff to the corpses of these women. And the UN investigators came and investigated it, and they said, we think that the...
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
US USA News update. Multiple deaths are now reported. Several more people are injured after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off Taiwan's eastern coast. U.S. Geological Survey confirmed the quake Wednesday morning local time in Taiwan. It is the strongest quake to hit there in 25 years. President Trump is urging the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order prohibiting Trump from making negative remarks about either his family members or those of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Taylor Swift is on the Forbes World Billionaires list now, ranking number 2,545 on this year's list. It shows the singer-songwriter with a $1.1 billion net worth. Forbes says it's the first time a musical artist has made the list based solely on their songs and performances. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, you may be wondering why USA Prepares we're talking about this. I'll tell you in just a minute. Gwyneth, please continue with your discussion of the kibbutz, the Israelis, the kidnappings, the machine gunning, and
Yeah. They found the bodies of some of these hostages later that were taken hostage by Hamas. And they, I was cut off by the ad, so I'll just repeat this little section. The UN investigators investigated this situation. They released a report. So this is not just Gwyneth saying this. You can go and read the UN report. They said they had recovered the bodies of a number of hostages. They were deceased. They were a young woman in their late teens and early 20s. They were stripped to the waist, you know, by the bottom half or top half stripped. And they said that there was evidence that they had been sexually assaulted before being murdered. And they had a kidnapper that had been captured by the Israeli authorities. And in his interrogation, he was boasting that he had raped some of the corpses. And he was boasting about it. And they were unable to verify the claims of this fellow. But it, you know, it doesn't seem like it's something you would lie about. You know what I mean? Like, why would you tell that sort of story? And this is why the Israelis are kind of going off the rocker a little bit. This is why. And it's completely not being reported in the press. And the UN released a report about it, and they said that they couldn't tell if the young woman had been molested or not. And then in the next paragraph, they say that many of these young women were showing up with their genitals blown off. And you wonder why they can't tell if they've been molested or not after they've died. It's because their genitals have been blown off. This is something that the UN has verified. This is that they had coroners in to examine these corpses. This is how they and identify these young people, that they were in fact some of the hostages that were taken on October the 7th. Some of the hostages thankfully have been released, but the conditions that the Palestinians have been demanding are things like every single Palestinian prisoner released from Israeli jails, including attempted suicide bombers, leaders of suicide bombing rackets, you know, really, really bad people, hitmen, murderers, you name it. And there are Palestinian television programs going back to the 1990s that I personally have watched. These are actual programs produced by Hamas leadership directed at Palestinian children, telling them how good it is to be a jihadi and blow yourself up in the middle of a shopping center or at a security checkpoint. I have personally watched these videos. They are actual videos that Hamas was producing and broadcasting, and that the people who were watching these as 8, 9, and 10-year-old children are now adults. People who are watching these as 3, 4, and 5-year-old children are now adults. Just hang on, I've got to switch off this thing that's beeping. And do I hear one soul on the mainstream media jumping up and down about this and saying, how dare they tell little kids of 3, 4, and 5 years old that it's a wonderful thing that mommy went and blew herself up at a security checkpoint? Do I hear one soul complaining about that? No. It's absolutely disgusting, the imbalance in reporting here. I don't know if that Israeli, I don't know if it was the, you know, the latest incident with the aid worker getting shot or whatever was an Israeli or not. Maybe it was a false flag. Maybe that so-called aid worker, I don't know the details of it, had something else going on in the background. I don't know, you know. I don't know if anybody else knows either. But I know that there's a lot of flat-out propaganda against Israel getting broadcast at the moment that is pure bunkum. Absolute, pure, slanderous bunkum. And it's getting put out there, and every news agency on the earth is going with it and running with it. And it's going to cause World War III. And if it doesn't cause World War III, it's going to lead to the most violent people on earth being in charge of the Middle East. And it'll be God's grace. Israel will not get pushed into the sea because they have Almighty God on their side. All these things were prophesied in the Holy Bible, including the fact that the whole world would stand, would hate Israel. So I'm seeing it as a litmus test instance. I'm seeing it as really a litmus test on who people really are as to what they, you know, of whose side they're coming down on at this time. I really, really am. And there's a lot of people that are getting struck off my radio list at the moment. Not USA Prepares, other broadcasts. My list of broadcasts that I'm listening to each day, there's one broadcast that's hanging on the brink that's not USA Prepares. That's another broadcast. And then there's USA Prepares. It's gone down to two shows. And I would sometimes listen to 4 or 5 shows a day before. Now I'm listening to 2, USA Prepares and another broadcast. And that other broadcast is hanging on the brink because every time I turn it on, all I hear is all this propaganda. When I'm listening to other podcasts and live streams, you know, when I'm having my, you know, when I'm having my lunch and doing my inside jobs and checking my email and cooking and all that sort of thing, I put a podcast on and I listen to it. So I get the other news that is not being reported on the mainstream media that is showing the other side of the Israel situation, which does broadcast the things like the fact that, you know, there are all these molested corpses showing up and that the UN was getting brought in to investigate, verified that the corpses were of person X, Y, and Z who were kidnapped from the music festival, later showed up dead with their genitals blown up or blown off. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to let the class know that this is what's really going on. And it's going to lead to Armageddon. It's absolutely Bible prophecy getting fulfilled. The fact that it's veering now more towards northern Israel, well, that's where the valley of Megiddo is. In northern Israel, on the boundary between Syria in Israel, there's a valley called the Valley of Megiddo that is literally where the Battle of Armageddon is going to happen. And it happens just before and at the return of Jesus Christ. But there's a lot more bad stuff is going to happen, and there's going to be a sacrifice of a red heifer. And you say, well, why does this matter? Because there's Jewish prophecies going back 800 years that at the 10th sacrifice of the red heifer, the Messiah will return. And there's been 9 sacrifices of red heifers. The last of them was in about the 1st century AD. But there hasn't been a sacrifice of the red heifer since, and they have 4 red heifers. And the time window for the sacrifice of one of these red heifers, this is a really high sacrifice, a very important sacrifice in Judaism. And they've built the altar. They've trained the priest how to do it. They found the priests who are qualified to do it genetically. After how many thousands of years, they actually found some of the descendants of the particular caste of priests that were genetically qualified to do it. And they've trained them, and they know what to do, and that they're all ready to do it, and they could do it tomorrow. Except that, you know, the red heifers are about just a week or two too young at the moment for the qualifications, but once they're old enough, and these are like 2-year-old cattle. So basically they get these 2-year-old cattle, they walk them up onto a platform, they sing some songs, they lay their heads on the cow's head, and they slaughter the cow. So it's, and they do it on a high platform so that everybody can see it. It's not something that's going to be done in a dark room. And then they burn, they cremate this cow, and then they use the ashes of the burned cow heifer for ritual purification purposes, which is very important for what's coming next, which is the building of the third temple. And that's what this is really all about. And Hamas has come out and said that that's what this is really all about.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Classic. We go back to that that hypothetical story about a girl walking down the sidewalk of New York and getting hit in the head and knocked down and killed by that. And then the brother's upset, the family's upset. Other young men get involved and they're going to extract revenge, and they do. It's all hypothetical. Well, does it seem like that's possible? Well, it is. In 1914, 110 years ago, a guy was assassinated. His name was Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria. He was assassinated by a guy who wanted to kill him. The guy was not really a good shot, but he decided he'd practice. And ultimately, he killed the Archduke of Austria. And that murder catapulted into war across Europe. And that war lasted 4 years, from 1914 through 1918. So who was involved? Well, on one side, it was Austria, seeking revenge, Hungary, Germany, Bulgaria, and the Ottoman Empire. And they were called the Central Powers. And they wanted to extract revenge against Great Britain, France, Italy, Russia, Canada, Romania, Japan, and the United States. And they were called the Allied Powers. And as war progressed, both sides learned better and better ways to kill people. So technology was able to increase the horrors of war. And during World War II, we reached levels of carnage that had never been seen before. Allied powers won the war. And if you add up the civilians and the soldiers, 16 million were killed. It started with one guy. The guy who assassinated Archduke Franz Ferdinand. And if you use that logic, which is history, it's fact. It's not my words. I'm just recapitulating words that I've seen over the years. So you know that Russia invaded Ukraine. And some commentators think that that might have started World War III. And Ukrainian President Zelensky commented to NBC News that World War III may have already started. His quote, may have already started, end quote. And then the former Prime Minister of Ukraine said that World War III has already begun.
Gosh, these guys are intellectual geniuses.
Well, I've said that I believe it's already started. I've said that I believe that a long time ago I've
about
said it.
18 months ago, actually you could probably push the very start of it all the way back to 2014, which was when Ukraine began invading parts of Russia. That's another thing you don't hear anything about on the press. Well, Russia invaded Ukraine. Well, really? Well, why did they do that? Did they just wake up one morning and say, I think we'll invade Ukraine this morning? No, it's because the Ukrainians, all the way back in 2014, decided that they were going to start, taking bits and pieces of Russia and then mistreating the people who lived in the village, of course, and all that sort of thing. And Russia actually put up with it for, 8 years, something like that, and to the point where it was getting embarrassing. Where Ukraine would just hit them and hit them and then hit them again and then hit them again and then hit them again and then hit them again. Russia did nothing, Russia did nothing, Russia did nothing. And then suddenly, bam! And the rest of the... And then the Ukrainians say, Russia's beating us up. all the time. And Russia has waited 8 years before going bam and just hitting back with all their might, and then everybody in the world press just went, what was that about? We don't know. This is it. You can't believe anything you listen to on the international media. You've got to go and check the backstory. I once heard somebody say that if anybody thinks that World War I started with the assassination of France,
Crime. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.